camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I love how they say opaque tape. Like, you'd have to, you know, they'd have to tell you. Because if you use, like, scotch tape, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it would just kind of blur your image a little bit.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for the PSA.
No problem.
All right, here at 10 a.m., I'm going to do a short set, I think. Tom's got a four-song set after that, and then at around 10:30, my Queenie friend, my awesome friend Teresa's calling up to talk about her son's band, and we're going to play a couple from them. They're based in Queens, and you're going to love them. They're really good. It's awesome. And also as awesome is new music from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. New record, a new single. This one's called Black Star Dancing. WMFO, Medford.
every morning, noon, and night. Although it seems you walked all over my dreams, I make believe that it's all right. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford, 10:13 in the morning. All right, let me tell you what we played in that last short set. That was, of course, David Bowie. Got that from a release called Legacy, Deluxe Edition, China Girl. Request from Tom Ruprecht, that guy over there. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
King, just before that, a UK band, 2015 release called Reaching for the Light. That was just a little lie. Could have done that. Oh, well. And Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, brand new, called Black Star Dancing. And we're just joking because Tom's going to do a four-song set having to do with light.
Yes,
and,
so.
And we had a fifth song, but the computer's broken, so we were going to use that, but obviously we won't. But we could have used that, but who knows?
Right.
Well, so let's just pretend we did.
Yeah,
we kind of did.
It bridges the gap between the sets. Also, uh-huh. I have to confess that Noel and Liam Gallagher are kind of like the Bob and Ray of Britpop. I can't tell those guys apart.
I know. They're both wonderful, but they're just a mystery. All right, 10:14 in the morning. I'm going to do a four-song set, starting with Creedence.
I love Creedence.
Yeah, and we're going to do As Long as I Can See the Light, strangely enough. All right, so we'll be back after these four songs here at WMFO. Medford.
Questions. answer if you can. Is there anybody's children can tell me? Tell me what is the soul of a man? Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man? Different countries, I traveled to the furthest lands. Couldn't find nobody could tell me. Tell me what about the soul of a man? Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man? Came up in time, was teaching the lawyers and the doctors that a man ain't nothing but his mind. Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man? Understand is nothing but a burning light. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man? Stood amazed, was teaching the lawyers and the doctors how to raise a man from the grave. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man?
Now we hardly rhyme at all, but here's a few. just left a bite on. Don't wait up, leave the light on. I'll be home soon. That drummer in my head needs inspiration. There's a lack of syncopation that holds me to a line. Just so hard to leave these cages that we're thinking. By stages we just sink into a slow decline. For years we lived in walls of time and we danced three by three. Now it's hard to dance, but if you stick with me, we've got what we need to spend the night on. Don't wait up, leave the light on. Not for glory, no moral to this story. We run for peace of mind, but the race we're running now is never ending. Since space and time are bending, there's no finish line. But I live to be 100. I was born in 44. 39 to go, but I ain't keeping score. I've been left for dead before, but I still fight on. Don't wait up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon. I've been left for dead before, but I still fight on. Don't wait up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon.
10:31 in the morning at WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here along with Tom Ruprecht and a special guest on the phone that we'll get to in just a second. So let's tell you what we played. That was four songs courtesy of Mr. Ruprecht. Well, really five if you count the one I started before, See a Little Light. But that was all about light.
I think we could all use a little more light in our lives these days.
Yeah, so talk a bit about how those connect and how they're about, besides the obvious ones that had light in the title.
Well, the Creedence one, that wasn't one that I was familiar with, and I was hanging out listening to the Greatest Hits Revival album, and I was actually had my guitar in my hand at the time, and I was like, wow, I really like this song.
When was this? You didn't know about that song?
No, I didn't, believe it or not. I knew all the other ones, you know, Suzy Q and whatever, but that song, and it's always stuck with me, so I figured I'd bring that together, and that kind of just got me rolling on these other ones.
And I didn't know you had a guitar, but anyway.
Yeah, so Bruce Cockburn, great musician, great in a band, great solo. He multi-instrumentalist, and that was from Nothing But a Burning Light, and I like the vibe of that song. You know, it's just like really earthy.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like a nice Malbec.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. Then Chris Smither, that was from my lovely wife, Jean. Hi, Jean. We played that at our reception along with a lot of other tunes. We love Chris Smither, great great musician, great songwriter. And then U2, we double dipped today into the U2 ice cream bucket. And that was a little bit of a different vibe from that one, but I love that one. That's from Achtung Baby.
Remember, baby.
Yes.
Ultraviolet. All right. So we've got a. I'm just going to bring up the telephone and say hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Thornton. This is my wonderful friend from Queens, New York, Teresa. Teresa, God, when I lived in New York, I saw you all the time, but I just don't get to do that anymore.
I know. This is so nice. Thank you, old friend. That's so good to talk to you.
Yeah.
And thank you for this. And thank you for this Mother's Day gift of being able to babble about my son on radio and his great band.
You're welcome. I mean, yeah, and you know Tom from going to the festivals?
Hey.
Yes, I do. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good. Good to hear your voice again.
Listen to her.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And it's so good to hear Mark Hurwitz earlier on.
Yeah.
On giving a little review there.
So your son, who when I met him and when you came to visit us, God, all those years ago, can we please not talk about how long ago that was? But we went to Concord, and he was just a little guy, and now he's in a band called Holy Tunics.
Yes, they're a great band, very indie pop, jangly guitar sound.
They play
all the hip spots in Williamsburg and Greenpoint and Manhattan. And yeah, they're doing really well. They opened for the Gin Blossoms at Irving Plaza in New York City a couple of years ago when the Gin Blossoms were promoting the 25th anniversary, talk about feeling old, of Miserable New Experience. And so the band got to open up for them, and it was a very big deal. It was a sold-out crowd, and they're doing really well. They have a new record coming out, which you were so nice to talk about.
Mm-hmm. So you must have just been, like, as a mom, just felling when they got to open for them. You know what I mean. I know you do.
I know. It was so surreal. You know, it's not like I didn't know they were going to be on stage, but when I actually saw him up there and there was this crowd, it was quite the moment. I got a little verklempt. So anyhow.
Did you go up there and, because you're a singer in your own right, did you go up there and duet with them or anything?
No, there was no Partridge Family moment
Yes, you do go by the name Shirley Partridge, I know.
That's right.
So how long has this band, the Holy Tunics, been around?
I'm not sure how long. Brian joined the band about three years ago. And they had a record come out last year, which is called Butter Dish. You can find that on their other platforms that are out there, Apple Music and stuff.
Yeah. And we'll play something from that.
Yeah, and then they have their new record coming out next month called Hit Parade Lemonade Supersonic Spree. Like a mouthful, but it's chock full of lots of good songs, and they're really creating quite the little buzz. And they're planning to go to the West Coast in July. They're going to go to Austin and El Paso and Phoenix and dates in California and
Reno, because you got to go to Reno.
Yes, you do.
And Salt Lake City, and then before that, they're going to be up in New Haven at Cafe 9 on July 8th. That's as far north so far, but you know we got to get them up to Boston area.
Yeah, I told you, when they come up here, in October time frame, we're going to do another live music day.
That would be wonderful.
So maybe, you know, that would work for them if you tell Brian about it then in October. I didn't tell you about it, but last week we mic'd up bands properly right down the end of the hall there, and it was fantastic. So here's an official invitation for Holy Tunics to come here and so they can get some good exposure here in the Boston area.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be so much fun. That would be great. I'm sure they would love that.
Yep, and you and I can go out to eat and have a Malbec or something.
That would be so great.
I know. So, all right, so let's let everybody hear what we're talking about here from Holy Tunics.
Okay.
I got two tracks. Thank you for sending them over. One is from the forthcoming album, the new one called Upside Down in Wonderland, which I just love to death. This is great stuff because I love jangly guitars and all of that power poppy stuff. And the other one is called Cardinal, and that's from 2018's album that you mentioned, right?
Yes, Butter Dish. Yeah.
Butter Dish. Did you have anything to do with picking the names of the albums?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I didn't think so. Well, you know, moms have their jobs.
That's true.
All right, so let me play these two back-to-back, and we'll come back and chat with you again.
Okay.
All right, here is Holy Tunics, everybody, starting off with Upside Down in Wonderland at WMFO. WMFO Medford 1042 in the morning. Jesus, just about 1043. I'm always right on the cusp of everything. It's just, I'm just so awesome, aren't I? Anyway, speaking of awesome, Teresa, you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, man. That was very impressive.
Fabulous.
I mean, seriously.
You.
I mean, you
must, thank you.
You must be so proud.
I'm so proud.
You've got to be.
I am. Really, it's very thrilling, and there's such a great band.
Yeah.
Brian's such a great son, and I'm just very happy.
That's cool. So, so you were talking about some stuff that's going on next for them. When is this all happening?
So their new record comes out, Hit Parade, Lemonade, Supersonic Spree, next month. they have some dates planned in Manhattan and Brooklyn for the album release, but then they'll be up at Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut on July 8th.
Mm-hmm, not too far.
That's before you know it. This year is just flying by.
Yeah.
And then after that, they're going to go to the West Coast on all those wonderful cities that I mentioned. And then I think they're actually planning to go to Europe. They were written up in a Spanish magazine. It was very thrilling. I couldn't understand a word of it because it's Spanish. Mm-hmm. But that high school Spanish just goes so far.
It does.
But it was great. So it's all very exciting for him, and it's wonderful to... And it's wonderful to watch. Yeah.
Again, very impressed with the production too. Do you know anything about how they got such a great recording and who produced it? You know anything about that or?
Oh no, I wish I had all that information. This is all stuff you have to talk to them about directly because I really don't know all the ins and outs.
Well, we're definitely going
to
do that.
Have call in sometime.
I would be happy to tell him when he gets all the Michigas done that he's doing today to you know through you just. Just, you know, get in touch with me and we'll do that because I love the sound of that band.
So, Teresa, it looks like they're at Holy Tunics on the Twitter. Is that correct?
Yes. And they're also on Facebook and on Instagram. So you can find them on Facebook and Instagram.
And do they do Bandcamp, like to download their music? Do you know?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Okay. Probably bandcamp.holytunics.com. I think. Or no, holytunics.bandcamp.com, I think, is probably it.
Yeah. I'm
all right.
Pretty sure, yes.
And why is it tunics plural not just tunic? Do you have to have more than one tunic? I'm just kidding.
You know, I don't know the origin of that band name, you know, because everybody needs a holy tunic. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I
just ignore me.
But it's holy without the E.
Yes.
We want to stress that. There's no holes in the tunic.
That's true, yes. There's no holes in this tunic. No furry bomb. No.
Teresa, thank you for getting up so early on a Saturday morning. I know
it's fun. Love you.
I love you too.
So
and it's fun to cavil about your son, I know, on international radio. So congratulate him for me and for us because, boy, they sound awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I will pass that all along and. I really appreciate it. This
all
has
right.
been a very nice Mother's Day gift. I will talk to you soon.
I will talk to you soon.
Take
see
care.
Ya. Teresa, everybody, all the way from Queens, New York. Good friend of mine from when I lived in Brooklyn all those years ago. All right, 10:46 in the morning. Me and Tom here just till 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. And going to do some new noise, believe it or not, from Bob Dylan. There's a release called The Rolling Thunder Review. And it's 1975 live recordings. Never before heard. And it's really cool. This one's One More Cup of Coffee. And it's brand new noise here at WMFO. Bedford.
Where you lie, and I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee by the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. He'll teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees his kingdom, so no stranger does he to. His voice it trembles as he calls out for another plate of food. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee to the valley below. Sister reads future like your mama and yourself. You've never learned to read or write. There's no books up on your shelf. And your pleasure knows no limits. Your voice is like a meadow lark. But your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford.